the shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
Score! Fabian Zetterlund on a one-time pass. Hooks the defense as a kid. Deke shoots. Deke shoots. A spectacular rush from end to end by Mikael Granlund.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Off the draw, Crosby gets it, throws it back to the point man. 8 seconds to go. Raquel, cross ice, Carlson, slap shot, just wide of a net. Rebound kept in by Raquel. Last chance, penalty is over on the Sharks. 2 seconds, 1 second, it's centered in front. The game is over. The San Jose Sharks have held on behind the outstanding, astounding goaltending of Yaroslav Askarov and a game-winning goal by Macklin Severini. The Penguins got a goal from Sidney Crosby, and they got some outstanding goaltending too. But the Sharks' six-game losing streak comes to an end. The final score, the Sharks 2 and the Penguins 1. And everybody's happy here at SAP Center.
Yeah, I talked about that. We don't want to get chucking pucks around and putting pucks in the middle of the ice. So that was something we discussed. And helping each other, you know. Obviously, you'd practice things and, for instance, breakouts. And you practice breakouts, it's very structured and you know exact. But sometimes the game gets unstructured and we need to be able to break out pucks when it's, you know, when we're a little bit chaotic in our defensive zone. So we did a better job of that tonight. And then we did a better job with our tracks and our line rush. The first goal there we give up, you know, something we just practice. So it's a little unfortunate that we're just a second off from really killing that play.
All right. Good morning, everyone. How are we all doing? We are waking up winners on a Tuesday morning as the San Jose Sharks take care of business against a beatable opponent and get a win at home, snapping their six-game slide, giving themselves a bit of momentum as they go into Seattle for Thursday night, a team that they have had success against. And this was what the Sharks needed. They played better defense. They gave themselves opportunities on offense, even if they did not score goals like they did in the last few games. They got contributions from cagey veterans like a Mikael Granlund and a Tyler Toffoli, while at the same time watching their young stars of the future lead the way. Goals from Macklin Celebrini, an assist from Will Smith, and a brilliant performance from goalie Yaroslav Askarov as the Sharks show exactly why we are all so excited about the future while also being led by experienced veterans that know how to get it done in the National Hockey League. It was not easy. It was not always the most pretty, but it was an effective game for San Jose. But the one I want to start off on is the fact that they took advantage of a situation in which they were going up against a beatable opponent. Pittsburgh right now is, I won't say down and out, but they are at a point in their franchise history where the end of the era is here. Yes, Sidney Crosby is still a brilliant, absolutely phenomenal player, but at the same time, the rest of the guys are getting old. The rest of the guys are feeling age catch up with them. They're not able to perform at the same level. They're not able to perform at the same way that they were years ago. The team does not collectively or cohesively fit the same way that it did previously, and it presented an opportunity for San Jose, and San Jose took advantage of it, getting the win against the beatable team. And yes, we can look back at the Sharks' schedule in the last, you know, month of December and month of January, and they, you know, probably should have been able to beat a team like Boston when they had a lead. They had the 5-1 lead against a team like Nashville. Those should have been wins. It should have been a better road trip. They probably should have won 3 out of 5 as opposed to losing 4 out of 5. But that's the way life goes in the NHL. And you know, it wasn't perfect in the way that they got hammered by Florida, but you kind of felt like that game represented a reset. That Florida just kind of cleared the hard drive, was just like, okay, let's turn this around. Let's forget about what we've done poorly as of late. Let's play our game, because I do think the Sharks were getting pulled out of their game. They're not going to be a team that outscores the opposition on their way to a win, at least not in my opinion. That's not a viable process for them. But they played something more close to a game that I think we've seen them win a few times this year, and beat Pittsburgh by a final of 2-1. And yes, did they get some breaks in terms of, you know, getting a big save from Yaroslav Askarov on a penalty shot? Yep. Did they get a break on a goalie interference call? Yep. And I have no idea what goalie interference is at this point. So every time that happens when we go to a challenge, I'm like, well, I'll find out like the rest of you. My confidence is shot. So for the San Jose Sharks, this was a really good opportunity for them to finally catch some breaks and make the most of a game where they gave themselves a chance. And you can feel the way they were playing defending, they were playing defense, the way that they were being aggressive. They weren't going to falter the way they had in previous games. That was one of the main things that I noticed. And so if you do get that type of performance, if you do get that type of a effectiveness on defense, you got to get the most out of it. And the Sharks did in this game. And that was one of the things that I really liked. And I talked about it going into the game, the ability to close down on guys, the ability to contest passes, contest pucks. Don't do it from a distance, right? Hockey is all about creating space for yourself and your teammates. Well, if you give them a bubble, if you give them more space, they are going to take advantage of it. And so the Sharks were a more aggressive team. They were just playing with a greater confidence. And I also think that, you know, in terms of their opponent, Pittsburgh has not been great offensively as of late. They had scored one goal in three out of their four games entering last night's game. And then after last night's 2-1 loss, Pittsburgh has now scored one goal in four of their last five games. So San Jose, again, going back to that theme of opportunity knocking, when the opportunity was there for them to have a beatable opponent, they played with the conviction that they needed. They played with the physicality they needed. They played with the level of intensity through 60 minutes that they needed. Ryan Warsawski has been very critical of the Sharks, saying, you know, we needed a full 60-minute effort. We played 20 minutes. Or we heard other guys with very harsh language saying things like embarrassing as of late. Or a Tyler Toffoli who dropped an S-bomb in a post-game presser. Those guys know that their efforts were not good enough. Last night's game was not perfect in any way, shape, or form. But it was purposeful. It was effective. It was an effort-filled performance from start to finish for San Jose. And every time they needed to come up with a response, they did. They have to go on the penalty kill. They come up with responses. They get a penalty shot awarded against them. They come up with the save. They just kept on coming up with the big, big plays. And, you know, maybe my favorite point of this game is when you see an answer from Pittsburgh so very, very early in the third period with who else but Sidney Crosby getting the pens on the board to make it a 1-1 game. And then just a few minutes later, Macklin Celebrini comes up with his 16th goal of the year, assisted by Tyler Toffoli. That was a big-time answer. And it's one of those things where I keep on seeing in Macklin Celebrini a big-time, big-moment player. So this was a lot of fun. And then, you know, obviously the Sharks had to hold on to the end. It was wild. It was fun. It was entertaining. It was a much-needed win for San Jose, a win that's going to put some of the pressure on Seattle going into Thursday night's game, a win that's going to allow Seattle, San Jose to breathe easy. I think that's the biggest part about this as well. Anytime you're in the midst of a slide the way the Sharks were, you need to be able to take a breath. You need to be able to get some of that pressure out of the room. Last night allows you to smile. It allows you to have fun. It allows you to feel good about where you are. And the Sharks were able to do all those things with that win last night. So while they're not going to sit back and say, yes, this has been a successful season, they are able to look at last night's game and say, we took care of what we needed to do in the game and we were rewarded for our efforts. One of the things I've talked about so much for the last couple of years is that San Jose on too many occasions has not gotten rewarded for their effort. Life isn't fair in the NHL. You don't always get that reward for the effort. The good teams do, the bad teams don't. As the Sharks continue along this timeline, in my estimation, they will be rewarded more and more for their efforts, but it's not always that way when you're in the midst of a rebuild the way the Sharks are. But last night, they were rewarded for that, so the guys can rest easy after what I felt was a great performance from the team. Let's talk about Mikael Granlund, who got the Sharks on the board first last night. He had been quiet for a bit, and now he's got 7 points in his last five games. He had an assist against Boston. He had 2 goals against Nashville. He had 3 assists against Nashville. Didn't have anything against Florida. Not many people did on San Jose. And then he had a goal last night against Pittsburgh to open the scoring for San Jose. I have been wondering if the trade discussion or his name being bandied about as a deadline potential player has affected his play. And it's something that I talked about with Jason Demers. And he said that it could definitely play a factor because from his memories of being in the NHL, you know, every time the phone rings around the deadline, you're wondering if it's your time to be traded. And so for Mikael Granlund, I know that he is a human. I know that he has a family and I'm sure that those things can affect the outcome. So it would not surprise me if those talks had impacted his play, but he's been coming through big time as of late. And also there's the fact that guys in the NHL, they cool off and then they heat back up. Right now, Mikael Granlund is heating back up and giving the Sharks great opportunities and has been more and more impactful and effective in games. That's exactly what they needed to see from him. And yes, you know, it would have been great that if it had coincided with more wins, and they probably should have won those games at Boston and at Nashville. It didn't, but he's doing his job. He is leading the way for San Jose by example, consistent, showing what it takes in the league. And for Mikael Granlund, that's exactly what he is supposed to do. He comes through in a big way for San Jose last night. Will Smith makes another play like we saw the two against Boston, where he makes defense turn into offense for San Jose. And this is such a huge one for me, because watching Will Smith turn defense into offense has been the next step in his game. Because we all knew that with the puck on his stick, he can do great things. He can make incredible passes. He's got a wicked shot. He's got a great hockey mind. He's got great hockey IQ. These are exactly the things that Will Smith needed to be doing entering the NHL. But now we're seeing him more and more make these plays that have more smarts behind them, more experience behind them, more awareness behind them, that comes up with reading a play, seeing the play before it happens, stepping into a passing lane, making the interception, and then feeding a man in Mikael Granlund on a tape-to-tape pass, perfectly setting up the goal. Will Smith steps into that passing lane to intercept the pass and feed Mikael Granlund like a veteran. That play, to me, in terms of looking at Will Smith's judgment and looking at his development as a player, that was not there a month ago. That was not there in the month of October. And I know that everybody wanted Will Smith to immediately be a finished product, because they look at Macklin Celebrini, and Macklin Celebrini, in terms of his development, is just a little bit ahead of where seemingly all the rookies this year are. So I can't really hold it against Will Smith that he is not at the exact same high level as another one of his teammates, another one of his peers. Growth in the NHL takes time. But the important thing about growth is that you recognize, identify, and praise it when you see it happen. Will Smith, for another opportunity, was able to step into a lane and make something happen. He has that experience. He has that awareness that was not there previously. And for me, that is a huge moment for his career development, that he's doing it consistently now. You know, that's, you know, something that he did against Boston. He did it against the Pens. He's got a point streak going on, 5 games. He is becoming a more consistent player, and this is exactly what he needs to be doing. He is improving before our very eyes. It was never going to happen overnight, right? It was going to take some time, but right now Will Smith is improving seemingly with every single week, and that's what I want to see with San Jose and their rookies. I don't need Will Smith to be better every game. That's an impossible standard to hold him to, but seeing him get better over time, week to week, month to month, he's doing that. You know, right now we are watching him develop in real time. He's developing in the toughest league in the world and showing that he has that development gene there, that he can read the game, that he can see things, that he can turn into a better player. That was a huge, huge game for him, a huge, huge play. And I just think that watching him develop is giving me more and more excitement for the future, because it's real. You know, he was not drafted by accident. Mike Greer and his staff saw the skill set in Will Smith that they felt was going to help them take the next step as a franchise. Well, we're watching it happen. Tyler Toffoli, he comes through with yet another point for San Jose. He has been an absolute stud the entirety of this season. He consistently knows what it takes to get it done. He has been scoring points. I believe he's got 5 in his last 5 games. Didn't score any in the second game against Nashville or against Florida, but he has been a big part of the Sharks' success. And in my opinion, just having him back in the lineup and the Sharks' comfort level with him out there versus where they were when he was not in the lineup, you feel it. You know, you just know when Tyler Toffoli is on the ice for San Jose. And so for the Sharks to be able to take care of business, it's most appreciated, because Tyler Toffoli has been putting forth the effort all year long. His efforts in last night's game go rewarded, and you walk away with a very comfortable point from Tyler Toffoli off a defensive play, finding Macklin Celebrini. They've had chemistry since day one, and it paid off in a big way in that game last night for the game-winning goal. Macklin Celebrini, by the way, just continues to impress. He took a little bit of time to get into last night's game, but once he did get rolling, you saw the line-driving ability, you saw his impact on the game, and sometimes there is just one moment. There's one brief window in a game where you're going to get that great opportunity. He created other chances through the game. He took some shots, you know, put some pressure on net, but that was the one where he read the play as Tyler Toffoli is able to win it and play it back into the slot for Macklin Celebrini, who's crashing the net. That's winning hockey. That's taking advantage of a situation and giving yourself a great chance to walk away with a win out of that game. I can't get enough of those type plays, watching Tyler Toffoli show his experience and then watching Macklin Celebrini show his natural ability to read the game and get into the right place at the right time. I have absolutely no issue with Poacher's goals. If he wants to just be in the right place at the right time, great. That's, to me, better than some sort of breakaway, dangle through traffic, be a brilliant playmaker on your own. Those are great, but just being in the right place at the right time, reading a play, that to me is just as good, because those are the nitty-gritty goals that when you have them afforded to you, you need to take advantage. Moments of brilliance are always going to be there. You can always make something out of nothing. That's going to be great. And when you have those plays, you need to make sure they're there. But when you do have that opportunity to just turn a small play where you make a defensive play and have the opportunity to create offense, that to me is winning hockey. It's just simple. Read it, make the move, finish it, score the goal, celebrate, blow up the building, make everybody happy, change the momentum, fill the vibe, fill it with energy, and then you go and you ride that momentum. That's what that play from Tyler Toffoli and Macklin Celebrini did last night. So for those guys to come through in a big way, yeah, it was huge. It was a big moment, and Macklin Celebrini keeps on looking like a big moment player. It's his rookie season. He's already got 4 game-winning goals. And I know you're thinking, well, Ted, that's not that high of a number, but then I can remind you of the fact that the Sharks don't exactly have tons and tons of wins this year. Last night, Macklin Celebrini scored his 4th game winner, so 4 out of 15 wins means he's almost scored 1/3 of their game-winning goals. So yeah, that's where San Jose is at this point. It's not to be smirked or laughed at. It's just showing you that they're still not a good team, but even on not a good team, Macklin Celebrini is showing his penchant for big-time plays. And then Yaroslav Askarov, he was just remarkable last night. Whether it was on a penalty shot making a stop, whether it was making big saves at critical moments, he bounced back from what hadn't been his best play, and he was able to learn from those past couple of games and came back with a great performance. I don't need Yaro to be perfect, and too often he's asked to be for San Jose because the offensive sport isn't always there. In last night's game, what I was hoping was that he would be a little bit more calm, a little bit more just mindful throughout the game, and he was. I think that he was a little bit busy net front against Florida, and I think that's probably because he'd been a little bit rattled and he'd, you know, come on in relief. And I think that some of his other performances lately, like the one against Nashville, he didn't look like he was completely at his best. And you know, that's understood. You know, you're not always going to be perfect, especially early on in your career. But I think he showed the steps towards growth that you were hoping to see. I think you saw out of him that he maybe learned from some of those last 2 games. He got locked in really early in this game and just wasn't going to relent. And the goal that was scored, okay, you know, it wasn't a perfect play, but that's how it goes in the NHL. He only let in 1. Ideally, the Sharks would have more of a 1-goal buffer, and you wouldn't be staring at a tie game at home in a 3rd period, but he was doing his job. He was giving San Jose an opportunity to win, and that's what I'm most looking for a goalie. You're looking for a guy who gives your team a chance to win every time he's in the net, and most of the time, that's what Yaroslav Askarov has done, and for San Jose, it's about them giving more offensive support and being a better team around him as they go forward in the future. But right now, I think, you know, Yaro is understanding what exactly it takes to be a premier goalie in the league. He understands that not every game is he going to get the huge offensive support that he would otherwise like, but he has fun. I mean, every time he's performing, he is enjoying himself. He is smiling. He's making the big stops. And, you know, he's such a unique personality that I watch him and I really just think that he doesn't get too broken up over a bad play. He's got a bad memory. And I think that's exactly what professional athletes have. You know, they've worked it out so well. They're not going to focus on the negativity. They're not going to focus on the plays that didn't work out perfectly. They're just going to move on to the next play and fall back on all the things that's allowed them to have success up to this point of their career. Yaroslav Askarov, you know, maybe the last 2 performances for him weren't his best. Comes back last night. Pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Not perfect, but pretty darn good. All right, let's get into some of the highlights of last night's game. Speaking of Yaroslav Askarov, he was making big stops early and often for San Jose.
Rink-wide toss off the left wing boards, and Raquel sends it over to Bunting, but he's checked by Granlund. Puck skips free, and Granlund came over, tried to clear it, couldn't do it. Tipped by Greslet to Crosby. Now a shot, save made off Rust. That's a great glove stop by Yaroslav Askarov.
Saw some great saves in that first period from Askarov, and the Sharks finally got some support for him offensively in the second period by way of a goal from Mikael Granlund, assisted by Will Smith.
Will Smith taking the draw here, but loses it to the more experienced Hayes. Intercepted by Smith in front. Granlund shot, score! A
turnover by Pittsburgh. The interception, and Smith feeds it in front. Mikael Granlund bangs it in. The former Penguin at 7:41 of the second makes it 1-0 San Jose.
So the Sharks have the lead. The tank is bumping, but that's not enough against the Penn side with Sidney Crosby. Seems like the guy can go on forever. He tied it up early into the third period. Not even 30 seconds gone by, and suddenly we're staring at a 1-1 game.
Celebrini and Ekman got it deep, but the Penguins move out 3-on-2 the other way. Crosby leads the way. Lead pass right through Walman. Now gets it to Rust. Has a man breaking for the net. Rickell, they score! Sidney Crosby gets it, banged it off the defense, and the Penguins' top line takes it away from the Celebrini line, moves down the ice 3-on-2, and look who tied the game, Sid.
Of course it's Sidney Crosby. You would expect nothing less from one of the all-time greats. We are staring at a 1-1 game at SAP Center, but San Jose would get a response not shortly thereafter as Macklin Celebrini, off a great defensive play from Tyler Toffoli, ties up the game.
Faceoff controlled by the Sharks. They poke in front. Celebrini shoots. He scores! The Sharks forecheck. The puck is poked out to the slot, and Celebrini's got his stick down and just banged the puck in past Nedeljkovic. Sidney scores one. Now Macklin scores one. The Sharks two. The Penguins one with 4:41 gone by in the third.
So at this point, the Sharks have a 2-1 lead in the third period, but about 5 minutes later, this is where things get very, very interesting. It looks like Pittsburgh ties things up.
Bunting puts on the brakes, slips away from Thrun, throws toward the goal. That was a tough save. They score! It went off the Sharks' defense. Bunting is going to get credit for this goal. He shot the puck. It trickily went off of Askarov and then bounced off the Sharks' defensive player and in, and this game is tied 2-2.
But upon further review, it appeared there was goalie interference. Now, I have no idea at this point whether or not that is going to be called or not called when it is challenged. So San Jose puts themselves in a dangerous situation. If they get the call right, they keep on that 2-1 lead. If they get it wrong, it's 2-2 and they're going on the penalty kill. What's the call?
After reviewing the play, the call on the ice is overturned. No goal.
There it is. Successful. So the score remains 2-1, Sharks. That's a big moment for this game and for the fans here at the Jam.
But seemingly moments later, there's another huge opportunity for Pittsburgh in this game when they are awarded a penalty shot. Drew O'Connor stepping up against Yaroslav Askarov.
It's going to be O'Connor. This is a big one. 9:41 left in the third, 2-1 Sharks. Here comes O'Connor into the penalty shot. Saved by Askarov! He made the stop and keeps the score 2-1 San Jose.
Askarov coming up with a huge, huge save for San Jose, keeping them in front by a goal and making the big stops as he had been doing all night long, and he would continue to do for the Sharks to the end. And they would need it to the end as it was a wild ride to the finish, but San Jose held on for the 2 points.
And off the draw, Crosby gets it, throws it back to the point man. 8 seconds to go. Rickell, cross ice, Carlson, slap shot, just wide of a net. Rebound kept in by Rickell. Last chance. Penalty is over on the Sharks. 2 seconds. 1 second. It's centered in front. The game is over. The San Jose Sharks have held on behind the outstanding, astounding goaltending of Yaroslav Askarov and a game-winning goal by Macklin Celebrini. The Penguins got a goal from Sidney Crosby, and they got some outstanding goaltending too. But the Sharks' six-game losing streak comes to an end. The final score, the Sharks 2 and the Penguins 1, and everybody's happy here at SAP Center.
A much-needed moment for San Jose. They break their six-game losing streak. They get back on the winning side of things. They've got some momentum as they go into this game on Thursday in Seattle. They get today off, which they are probably very much in need of because the schedule's been very, very busy. I think to get to the 53rd game of the season, I saw a stat. This is the fewest days in the history of the Sharks it's taken to get to that point. So, yeah, just a much-needed day off for San Jose. A wild schedule so far this year, but they do get a day, and then they've got a practice on Wednesday before they head off to Seattle to take on the Kraken. Let's get into some of this post-game reaction. Head coach Ryan Warsawski.
Yeah, it was good. You know, obviously the result is the big thing, but we did some really good things tonight, things that we've talked about. You know, I thought some guys stepped up, which we needed to. With Toffoli, Mac, Ecky had good games. Cease had a good game. Wally, our goaltender, was good. So that guy stepped up was the biggest thing.
And guys stepping up to the moment is a big aspect of this. You needed guys to give better efforts. You needed guys to to give you more intensity and give you a more complete performance from start to finish. You needed your goalie to be better. You needed your defense to be better. You needed your offense to not turn the puck over or make the mistakes that they had over the last couple of games. San Jose didn't play a perfect game, but they corrected a lot of those mistakes and gave themselves a much better opportunity from start to finish. That's one of the big reasons why they walked away with a win out of this game. Orzowski was also asked about the Sharks and their puck management, maybe having a little bit more care with the puck, waiting an extra beat before they made that pass or that shot.
Yeah, I talked about that. We don't want to get chucking pucks around and putting pucks in the middle of the ice. So that was something we discussed. And helping each other, you know. Obviously, you'd practice things and, for instance, breakouts. And you practice breakouts, it's very structured and you know exact. But sometimes the game gets unstructured and we need to be able to break out pucks when it's, you know, when we're a little bit chaotic in our defensive zone. So we did a better job of that tonight. And then we did a better job with our tracks and our line rush. The first goal there we give up, you know, something we just practice. So it's a little unfortunate that we're just a second off from really killing that play.
And he also talked about the team playing a more complete game overall.
Yeah, I think that's what, you know, good teams that win games consistently do, is when they get scored on, they get right back on it, and they either get the momentum or they score a goal, whatever it might be. We've seen that a little bit here. Detroit, we did that. And a few other wins, we've come back and jumped right on teams. But that's a big response, big goal, big play by Toth. Stick detail off the faceoff is crucial. And then we kind of lock it in there, you know, on the 6-on-4. And obviously the penalty situation is a little unique, but I thought we did a good job on that.
The penalty kill had not been nearly good enough lately, but the Sharks kill all four opportunities for the Penguins last night. Orzo offered this.
Yeah, penalty kill was good tonight. Had a really good pre-scout from Hoods and kind of had a good feel what they wanted to do. And I thought our guys responded and executed how we wanted to defend it, you know. And, you know, the first penalty kill, they look for a play that we've seen on the pre-scout, and we nip it. And it's good for Doug and the penalty killers to understand that, you know, it's coming and we're ready to execute.
And that's one of the things that we frequently talk about at San Jose, is not being ready for the push from the opposition, whether it's going to be on the penalty killer, whether it's going to be at the start of a period when they know that the opposition is down and looking to get themselves back into a game, or a late charge from a team in a tie game. San Jose has not always appeared ready for the moment. In last night's game, they did appear ready for the moment. That was my favorite part, is that even though they did give up that goal to Pittsburgh early in the third, it didn't derail them. It didn't appear like they weren't ready to battle after that point. They stepped right back up to the moment. And at all different points of the game, San Jose seemed to have a great response, which is something that we've all been waiting to see more of lately, and unfortunately we just haven't had enough of. The thing that I saw last night was a greater situational awareness, which allowed them to have success. And for San Jose, that was very much needed, and I hope that they can continue to integrate that into their game, their situational awareness and their ability to step up to the moment. And then finally, Orzowski was asked about this just carrying a little bit of momentum into Thursday night's game, especially with it being the father/mentor's trip.
It's big, right? You get the father's trip, mentor's trip. Kind of started off, kicked off tonight, and then we get to go and go to Seattle and play in front of your fathers or your mentors. At the end of the day, that's why you play the game, right? That's the name on your back. We all play for the logo in front of our jersey, but the name is something that your father gave you and your grandfather and the generations before you. So when we go into that game Thursday night, that's who you play for. You play for the Sharks, but you're representing the name on the back of your jersey. So for us to get the win tonight, to go enjoy Seattle, have a nice dinner with the families, the fathers, and then, you know, hopefully we can put on a show for them.
So a feel-good moment for San Jose in a stretch of time when there have not been nearly enough. The Sharks come away with a 2-1 win, goals from Macklin Celebrini and Mikhail Granlund, assists from Will Smith and Tyler Toffoli, 30 saves from Yaroslav Askarov leading the way for San Jose, including a big penalty shot save. This was a big win for San Jose, a very much needed win. We are just about out of time, but we will be back with you on Thursday afternoon as we get ready for the Sharks to take on the Kraken from Seattle. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 go time right here on the Sharks Audio Network. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.